Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning.
It's gift time. My gift to you every day. It's a present, a big present. With a big hug and a big kiss is this radio broadcast that airs from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m. East Coast time every day of the week. Hello to Diane Purcell, to Jan Charlemonte, to Irene Vargas, to Elsie Hickman, Jasmine Jimmerman, Tammy Morrow.
Get out.
Lynn Lucas.
Jasmine Jimmerman.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And Lynn Lucas.
Yeah.
Lynn Lucas. What a great name.
Yeah, it is a good name. All right, the names of the players here include Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. You know, Kenny, I feel like I have somehow left you in a lurch. I know. Sorry.
He has been quiet
because I haven't gotten good updates on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm guessing there's probably some pretty juicy stuff there, although every once in a while, I know you find this hard to believe, boys and girls, that I get distracted.
What? No.
Shiny penny.
Sometimes I don't always go down the street that I plan to go down. It's one of those things.
Well, I never saw that coming.
Use the correct English. I would never have seen that coming.
Whatever. Shut up. Move along.
Remember, we're not using that word anymore.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Yeah. Shut up. Move along. We're not using, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. All right. So, Kenny, you want to be the star of the day. Who will it be? Let's make our listeners who are using social media connect with us to connect. Let's make them the stars. What are they saying? What are they writing?
Well, yesterday we were talking about the Cheerios recall because gluten-free cereal was
not quite gluten-free.
Chock full of gluten.
Remember, chock full of nuts, chock full of gluten, that heavenly feeling.
And Darla says that celiac disease is no joke. It's a serious allergy to gluten.
Yep.
Can be fatal, and I hope you're not joking about that.
Well, Doug, don't you have celiac disease?
I have a minor problem with celiac, and also I'm trying to stay away from gluten everything. And I'm doing a much better job of it because in the supermarkets, Meredith's very connected and watches that stuff.
But gluten isn't bad for you unless you have celiac disease.
No, it isn't bad for you at all unless you have an allergic reaction to it.
Right.
That's what I have.
Right.
Like I have an allergic reaction to milk and dairy products and stuff if they are processed. If they're not processed, raw, any dairy is fine with me. But if it's processed, I usually have a little gaseous reaction to it. I know you find
you're
that
gaseous,
hard to believe, too.
No matter what you have, processed or not processed.
No kidding.
A little too much information.
I think Darla's comment came about because when we were talking about this, we were kind of joking, not about people who have this serious disease, but about the larger group of people who go gluten-free because they think it's a weight loss plan.
I remember saying exactly that, oh my gosh, you know, there is the 1% that's not for you, the 1% that have the real severe issues with gluten. But so many people think that gluten's a bad word now because they think it's a diet, when truly this is something that people do because their health depends on.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, good comment. Kenny, what else?
Lots of comments about whether anybody is going to watch the first Democrat presidential debate next week.
Yeah, what are most people saying?
No.
Really?
Shauna says no because I have gone to Ireland and I will miss all the political yammering. Isn't that a shame?
Oh, she lives in Ireland now.
Yeah.
But she follows us on Good Day. That's nice.
Yes, she does.
All right. So she won't care. What else?
John says, undoubtedly, I'll watch. Andy says, it will be a media love fest. Mm. And Mike says, no, I don't like what Democrats stand for. I like to choose how my insurance works, et cetera, et cetera.
Democrats and Republicans don't stand for anything except what benefits them.
I would love to see the debate start with them asking Hillary Clinton to take a pledge that she's not going to run.
Independent?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. You think that'll happen?
Yeah, right. What network is it on, by the way?
It's CNN.
It is CNN. Okay. All right. So what about Joe Biden? Let's, as an aside for a moment, look at Joe Biden, who's leading Hillary Clinton in Florida in the polls. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have much support. I think it's a mistake for him to run because I don't think his heart is in it. But he might be a better candidate for the Democrats, depending on who the Republicans end up with. If it's Joe Biden versus Marco Rubio, I'd have a hard time. There's nothing about Rubio that impresses me.
Seriously? You'd vote for Joe Biden?
Over I don't know who I'd vote for. I think I'd vote for myself if that were the case. Write in for Doug.
New Quinnipiac poll out this morning, Doug, for Florida.
Yep.
Hillary versus Trump, neck and neck.
Really?
Biden versus Trump,
he wins.
Biden wins.
Yeah.
Biden, for me, as someone who will vote for a Republican, is he's much scarier than Hillary Clinton.
Biden.
Hillary Clinton, yeah.
Why?
The only thing that someone will be able to do to him, and it'll be like a two-pronged punch, and that first person, if he jumps in, will be Hillary Clinton. She'll be the only one that says, your heart's really not in this. You're just doing this because of your son, and she'll kind of nail him on that level. But then
dangerous.
I think
that's
the Republicans,
very
it's very dangerous, but she'll do it. Don't think that she won't. A Republican won't, but she would. Now, if he happens to advance past that, the Republicans will say, it'll be easy for them to say, do you want another 8 years of Obama? Because this guy's going to continue Obama's stuff. Mm-hmm.
But the scary part is Biden has a likability factor.
And he also has
say
Elizabeth
what you want
Warren.
About him, but he's likable. Hillary is not.
He is going to run with Elizabeth Warren. And that is a very scary combo. She has a lot of fans, Dougie. Scream and yell. But
not
she's
me.
Got a lot of fans.
I'm not a fan. My daughter tells me I would like her better if I understood how she stood on a lot of the social issues that I'm strong on. It just, you know what? This is a horrible, horrible thing for me to say.
Oh, everybody get your emails ready. Hold on.
Finger on the button.
Doug at DougStephan.com. Okay, go.
I don't like her haircut.
What?
I do not like her appearance. I don't like her presence. There's nothing. But she looks like another Irish female politician. Say what you will, throw whatever you want at the radio. You're
Mr.
a sexist
I
pig.
I love women.
Whatever.
I just think women are great. You're totally sexist.
I like women in politics.
Yeah, but you like women that look a certain way.
Right.
Well,
that,
I don't
so
know whether look a certain way or not look a certain
for
way.
For some reason, he likes Hillary. She doesn't look a certain way.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Why can't we get... This is what's so frustrating about this. Why can't we get somebody who's really good...
And pretty.
...to run for the presidency?
And fills out a dress,
pretty or not,
if you know what I mean.
Of the three women who might be queens here, the one that seems to strike a chord with me is Carly Fiorina, but I think she's an ice queen.
All right, so I have to play this game with you since there are three female candidates that we're talking about here. Have you heard of the game Kill, Marry, and Boom Chicka Boom Boom?
No.
Okay, so you have to pick one. You play this in groups of threes. I can't believe you guys haven't played this in bars.
You pick one
to push off of a cliff, one to marry, and one to boom chicka boom boom. Go, Dougie.
What? Give me that again?
Okay, of those three ladies we just mentioned, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Carly Fiorina, one to bump off a cliff, one to marry, and one to boom chicka boom boom. Go.
None of them. Well,
you have to play the game.
No, you have to.
It's impending death if you don't play. Go.
From who?
Just play. Gosh.
He can't answer the boom boom question. He'll
get
in trouble.
Yes, he can. Who would you boom boom of those three?
None of them.
She has a good... You have to pick one.
I'm not going
to
boom any one of them because there's...
What? Okay, fine. Rich, will you play? Ken, will you play?
Yeah,
Doug is such
sure.
a dork.
No, I'm not a dork. Who would
you're
I push
not,
out the
cliff?
You're
ruining all my fun.
I'd push Ellen. I would push... what's her face?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. She'd go
all right, now
cliff.
Which one would you marry and which one would you boom chicka boom?
Which one would I marry?
I'd marry Fiorina and boom boom Hillary.
Yeah, okay. Not me.
But you'd kill Elizabeth Warren too. So you'd marry Hillary.
I'm off. I'm out of all those.
No, I'd
two
marry Hillary. Oh.
You'd marry Hillary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess then you could have mistresses like
Kenny?
Bill.
Right,
good choice.
She doesn't seem to care. So.
What about it, Kenny? What
Come
about
on,
you?
Ken.
You want to answer those questions?
Well, I'd prefer to push all three off.
No! Come on! You guys just do not play right.
But that's okay. I could have married one and have a big insurance policy on it.
Yeah, right. That's it.
No fun.
Hi to Amy Mann and Ted
play with me.
Leo, Lisa Lamparelli, and Dave Davies all listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 16 past the hour.
Think green. Harrison with you. We've talked about renewable hemp for clothing and even paper, but how about turning massive amounts of elephant droppings to make memo pads and Hallmark cards? Now in Boston, a printing company called Pixels is buying Mr. Ellie Poo paper, which is made from 100% recycled materials and equally made using renewable energy. Mr. Ellie Poo, or Pooper, seriously, that's what it's called, Pooper prints brilliantly on Pixels digital and soy ink presses and comes in a variety of colors. Zoos worldwide are glad to be relieved of their elephants' impressive plumbing side effects, and Pixels is one of the only printing companies aimed at leading the industry away from wasteful practices. Of course, ironically, using actual waste to reduce waste via Mr. Ellie Poo Paper. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. All right, who's this?
Bill, from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. We go every year to Ocean City. We usually ride from there. That's a pretty good ride. Got to get that wind in your hair.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Where's your local twisty fix?
I like to ride through the mountains in West Virginia. I'd like to hit the mountains up there, go up through Pawpaw, and a lot of good riding.
Why he rides?
Man, it's just something in the blood, and you got to be riding. You got to get that wind in your hair. See, in Maryland on them, you got to have a helmet up here. You don't. I like this. Bike's running good. I'm happy. Every time I get on, I have a good time. Got to make the best of everything you do, and that's what I do with my bike. I enjoy getting on it. I enjoy taking my ride. I like the long ride, too, because you get a lot more out of it.
American Biker Minute.
You got to be riding. You got to get that wind in your hair.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When trying to find more happiness, we usually think about adding something, like a new job. But what if taking away was the answer?
According to research, those who exercised mental subtraction, mentally taking away a positive event, were more satisfied because they realized what they were taking for granted.
Here are the steps. 1. Think about something good in your life.
2. Imagine your life without that good thing and picture the impact clearly.
3. Write down how your life would be different.
4. Refocus on the present moment and reevaluate how you feel.
Use the power of subtraction to enjoy more happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. The Air Force was in Afghanistan. The U.S. is taking responsibility for that hospital airstrike. Should we did it, I guess we ought to stand up and take responsibility for it. But what does that word mean? I always remember back, the first time I ever really heard it and put it into a political perspective was when Bill Clinton first had become president, and he and Janet Reno decided to bomb the hell out of the Waco mission where what's his face was, I can't remember his
Koresh.
Name Koresh, David Koresh, thank you Richie. And then they said afterwards, 86 people were killed, a lot of children. And they said they took full responsibility. And I remember saying on the air then, what the hell does that mean? What? You're going to go to jail because you murdered all those people? What does it mean you took responsibility?
No, I mean, they're going to write a check using our money to Doctors Without Borders.
Right. And that's in this circumstance. That's a great. Doctors Without Borders, they're called in French, Médecins Sans Frontières, by the way, Pierre. Do you know that?
No, I did not mean that.
Médecins Sans Frontières.
Oui.
Thank you for bringing that to me.
Medicine sans frontier. I sound pretty good for.
Yeah, you do, actually. You should,
medicine
you should
sans frontier. Really? Anyway, so this was a bad mistake. Happens, just another casualty of war. And yet these bozos say we need to leave 5,000 troops over in Afghanistan. Why? Give us one good reason to have one more American
life in peril.
So
the Taliban doesn't become ISIS.
They've been around a long time. They're not going to get any worse than they are. Unless we, they'll get worse because
nice
we
guys.
Are buying their drugs because that's how they survive. 21 after.